Welcome to MMA UK with me, Danny Brough. I'm joined with Stu George, who's fighting at the On Top 23 promotion on Saturday the 29th of February. How's it going, mate? You okay?
Yeah, going good, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How's your preparation been going for the fight?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, we're 6 weeks in now, you know, so yeah, it's going as well as I can.
Is this the kind of point where you drop off a little bit in the training or hyping up?
No, not quite. I'll ramp up for another week or two, and then last maybe week and a half, I'll just, you know, of course, like, go easy, make sure no injuries or anything like that.
Yeah. So is it Dundee MMA you're fighting out of?
Yeah, Dundee MMA, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a few teammates there, but I think Ross is fighting on the same night, is he?
Yeah.
So both working together on it, or?
Yeah, train almost every day together, yeah.
Right. So do you keep busy in the gym, or I'm guessing you've got other commitments as well? What's it like to be a fighter, so to speak? What's your kind of like daily routine?
Well, I mean, most mornings I get up and I'll do a 6 a.m. session. Then I'll go to work till like 4:30 or 5:00, and then back in the gym for 6:30, 6:00 most nights.
Proper grafter.
Yeah.
Pretty much weekends taken up by it as well, eh?
Yeah, I do. Saturday's the biggest session. You know, we do a fighting training on Saturday. And then Sunday, I just do a recovery run, maybe an hour run, something like that. Just, you know what I mean, keep myself busy.
Keep yourself busy. So if you're not busy enough.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're fighting at 70 kilos on the night?
No, 66.
You won at 66. I think your last one was your last one, 70.
No, I was 66. That was my first 66, was my last one.
Ah, right, okay.
But I usually fight at 70.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk around at like 72, so, you know, I wasn't cutting any weight, really. And I thought, you know, I'll go down just to see, test myself, really, to see how it is.
Yeah, it's
all right. It's not a big cut either, you know.
Yeah, so the last one was the first one at 66. That was the, I think you got a submission on the side control. Was it that one?
Von Flucho, yeah.
Yeah. So I noticed your cornerman obviously giving you advice in there. How much of that do you actually take in when they're giving it you?
I try to listen as much as I can. I was good because I managed to take them down right in my own corner. You know what I mean? So I could listen to them and, yeah, just basically do everything they told us, and it paid off.
I noticed, like I say, from being like right next to you, just couldn't comprehend like how much actually sinks in when you're in the moment.
Yeah, just you have to try and be calm and listen, you know. Don't freak out, make mistakes.
So you're traveling over from Dundee, you've got a bit of a squad going with you.
Between me and Ross, I think there's going to be quite a good turnout, so it's always good, you know.
Yeah. Your opponent, Ewan McLeod, done much with him before?
I've watched a couple of his fights. I've actually been to one of his fights before at Art of Combat a few years ago. Watched his SGI match. I usually watch them anyway, you know. So, but I mean, I know he's a good fighter, you know what I mean? He's from a good gym. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, excited, ready to rumble.
Yeah.
So, like I say, I think we're 3 weeks out now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, do you generally get a lot of sparring in, or what's your kind of method between your personal training? What do you prefer?
For myself, like, Thai, you know, do a bit of Thai and jits. Thai under Craig Robertson, and do jits under Billy Becker. So, that's really where I enjoy training most. But I do run quite a lot just to try and keep in good condition, you know what I mean? Keep the weight off as well. So, yeah.
Just pretty much run, train, work, repeat.
Yeah.
No time for anything else.
I know. My girlfriend hates me for it.
Does she look after you for your nutrition, or do you do it all yourself?
Kind of do it myself, but in camp, yeah, mostly myself, but I mean, she does a lot, you know, she makes a lot of meals and helps a lot, but kind of just the food wise, definitely look after myself there.
Yeah. Do you have a nice range, or is it just chicken, chicken, chicken?
Nah, well, like chicken. I don't cut much weight. So as long as I clean up my diet, you know what I mean? Like 6 weeks out or whatever, then yeah, I'm pretty good from there. No curries or anything, unfortunately, you know.
No curries. Oh, I won't tell you what I had last night then. So obviously 29th of Feb, not that you should be looking past it, but what kind of, where do you envision yourself going after the fight night?
I don't know. I just like to test myself against, you know, the best guys that are about, and you know what I mean? Test myself against, yeah. Ginger's definitely one of those, you know, 4-0 I think he is. And yeah, moving on from that, I don't know, just keep trying to test myself. You know what I mean? Best guys, and that's what I can ask for.
Literally anyone, anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. So tell us a bit about Dundee MMA, mate. What's kind of your team around there? Who's kind of got your biggest influence on you?
Well, Billy Becker's for sure, you know. He's the one I started training with years ago. He's taught me pretty much everything I know, you know. Craig Robertson, like you say, he puts a lot of time in, and Sloane, Ewan Sloane, you know, they give the guys, you know, they all volunteer, you know what I mean? It's not a paid job for them, so they put a lot of time and effort into everybody in the club, and yeah, the fighters wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for those guys.
Yeah, like I say, proper nice community gym, and like,
yeah,
everyone watches out for each other.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, any time you'll be fighting down my way in England anytime soon?
I don't know about that. Maybe. You know, I never say I wouldn't travel, you know. So I went down to Wales last year, fought down there. So, yeah, we'll definitely go home to travel for a fight.
All right, nice. Well, like I say, good luck on the 29th, mate. I won't be there myself, but I look forward to seeing the replays, and all the best.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, cheers, mate. Thanks.
Thank you.